Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Lori Glissman, and she's the family advocate for Head Start. And grandpas and grandmas, moms and dads of 3 and 4 year olds, listen up because it's time to get enrolled in Head Start. So good morning to you, Lori.
Good morning.
Lori, it is time. Right now you are enrolling children for Head Start. And what do people need to do to enroll children?
They can call me at Head Start. It's 243-4001, and we set up a time to do an application. And all I need is proof of income for 12 months and a medical card, just to know what kind of insurance they have.
Okay. When you say proof of income, I'm guessing a lot of people know that, but are there certain things that help you to determine that? I mean, like income tax records or what?
Tax returns or W-2s work the best, okay. But check stubs work as well.
All right. Very good. So not very difficult. And just in case people don't know, where is the Head Start program located?
Most people know us as the old Pimosa Elementary School building. It's north on Olive Street.
Sure. Easy to find, easy to get to. And it seems like, you know, this kind of weather, there's going to be a lot of kids out there playing off and on. So you can tell that way, too. So, Lori, we'll come back and remind people about enrolling. But let's talk about Head Start. It's been around for a long time. I mean, I remember when Head Start was begun. And it has great proof of success. So what happens with the Head Start program? What do you do?
Well, I have to first say that I'm actually one of the Head Start kids from the pilot program. Lady Bird Johnson signed my Head Start certificate, and I still have that. Kids get nutrition. We work with the families. We make sure kids are ready for kindergarten. When kids are having problems, we call AEA. We just want to make sure kids are ready for kindergarten.
Okay. And so the name is so appropriate. Give kids a head start to getting on into school and being successful there. What are some of the kinds of activities? You mentioned nutrition, so you eat, but, you know, and you play, but what kinds of activities do you do through play and so on?
We work on large motor skills. We work on the fine motor skills, alphabet, letter recognition, number recognition. By the first couple of weeks, I think every child knows every other child's name just by sight. You know, they just start learning right away. They all have jobs. There's a leader job. Someone helps with Chef Combo. They talk about their healthy foods. The kids set the table themselves. They eat family style. They serve their own food. They scrape their dishes. We let them wipe up their own spot at the table. Everything's just about having a well-rounded child.
Yeah. And what all of those things you just told me says that you're helping children learn to take responsibility and that they're capable. You know, sometimes we're told, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that, let me do this, you're not, whatever. You really are helping kids feel capable.
Absolutely. And I, when I'm working with the kids, like sitting at the art table, they'll want me to draw a picture and they'll say, I can't. And I always say, don't tell me you can't. Tell me I will try and keep trying until you finally accomplish what you want to do.
Okay.
And they can learn that. At this age, they know that.
Oh, yes. This is such a, I think, a sponge age.
Absolutely. They are so ready to just suck up any information you can give them.
And excited. You know, sometimes later on, hopefully Head Start kind of avoids this, but later on, sometimes kids get a little discouraged and they don't think learning is fun. I think 3 and 4 year olds, learning is just so exciting.
Absolutely. And we have, you know, the kids that come in with younger siblings and their younger siblings want to stay because they see how much fun the older kids are having. And I think that makes them want to come to Head Start too.
You bet. And so that's very helpful. Now, during the day, what time does it start? What time does it end? How do kids get here? Let's talk a little bit about those mechanics.
We actually have two different programs. One is called the wraparound program. They start, Luann Gipple is the lead teacher. She gets here a little before 7 and gets all the safety checklists done. And then kids start arriving about 7. That program, the 3-year-olds are transported by their parents. 4-year-olds can actually ride the public school bus. And we have 2 pickup points in Atlantic. And that program is actually open until 6 o'clock at night. And what that consists of is it's a daycare wrapped around a preschool day. So the core program, the preschool program, starts at about 8:30 and goes until 2:30, and any time before or after that is considered wraparound. the Atlantic 2 or the Atlantic 1 classroom. Jody Kirschner is our lead teacher. It starts at 8 o'clock and goes until 2 o'clock if parents are transporting kids. If they use the public school bus, they're picked up in town at the two different spots, and their day starts pretty much 8:20 to 2:20, and we transport them here and back into town.
Okay, it seems like you've really tried to work this so that you are supportive of parents who have to go to work perhaps before 9 o'clock.
Right. Actually, we could open as early as 6 o'clock. We just haven't had the need for parents right now. Uh-huh. It can be a 12-hour program.
Excellent. So lots of possibilities here for parents fitting this into their lives and helping their children at the same time. How do you involve parents otherwise? You said some of them transport, but not everybody does. But are there other activities for parents, programs for parents in terms of coming to see what's going on? How do parents get involved?
Actually, there's a policy council that's made up of 51% parents as part of the WCCA board. We have a representative from each classroom, and there are monthly meetings for that. They make up the policies for Head Start. And there's also monthly parent meetings, and there's a board for that, which is just made up of parents here at the centers. This month, we're actually going to the senior center and making bunny bread. So we try to involve the public as well. And we strongly encourage parent participation. We want them to come into the classroom and volunteer and spend a day with their child, or, you know, even if their child's too busy for them, they can read to other kids. And we need help in the kitchen sometimes. And we've had parents come out, you know, when we've had the strong windstorms and the trees have blown down. We have parents that have volunteered to come and clean that up. We've had parents paint for us. Just any way to get the parents more involved in their families' lives. And we also have Father Fridays, which I know we don't single out mothers really, but if you think about it, mothers are more involved in the parent-teacher conferences usually. So, like, a couple times a year we have a Father Friday where the fathers come in and they do projects with their kids and then have lunch with their kids and just spend the day with them.
Okay. So, time for those children and parents to be together. Also, it was interesting you said sometimes their own kids are too busy. I think that really has to be a good thing when they see that their kids are so involved in the program that they can help somebody else.
Absolutely. And there are some parents that do work full-time and they can't come in. And the little ones just kind of gravitate towards the parents that do. And we have volunteers. My brother has even come in and spent the day, you know, with the child that didn't have someone here for her. So, and we've had other community members do that. Just come in and spend time with them.
So, Lori, if somebody wanted to volunteer, maybe there's somebody out there. Maybe there's a grandparent whose grandkids live across the United States. They never see them, but they'd like to come in and spend some time with children. They could do that.
Absolutely. We actually have a with our lunch, we have grandmas, grandpas, aunts, uncles, anyone over the age of 16 can come and have lunch. Also, we ask is that you call the center so our cook can make sure we have enough food prepared for them and sit down and read. We've had the does come in and read to the kids before. The mayor has actually been here in the past, and this month is Child Abuse Prevention Month, so kind of trying to get out there a little bit more.
Right. So lots of possibilities with the Head Start program. And if you're not familiar with that program, one of the things I'm sure you could do is go on the website and just put in Head Start, and you could learn a whole lot about the Head Start program in general. But if you want to learn specifically, hey, it's right here at the Old Pimosa School. I don't know if you like to have it called the Old Pimosa School, but that's how some people think of it.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes. And anyone, if you have a 3 or 4-year-old, come out and you can tour the center. We can do applications. I'm trying to get into the outreach office in town at least once a month. I have a sign up when I'm there. And if you don't want to make the 3-mile journey out of town, then go to West Central downtown.
All right. So pretty easy to do. And again, program is for 3 and 4-year-olds. And right now, is there a deadline for enrolling? You know, we're saying right now is the time to get enrolled. Is there a deadline?
There's not a deadline, but we do like to have the applications done and enrollments completed, you know, by like May or June. We want to get the classrooms full. We always have a wait list. We're taking applications all through the year. Just right now is our big push to get those kids here.
Well, we want to thank you very much, Lori Glissman, for visiting with us. She's a family advocate for Head Start, and now is the time to look at that program and think about getting your 3 or 4 year olds enrolled. Thank you so much, Lori.
Thank you.
Till next time, here's the thought. What we must decide is how we are valuable rather than how valuable we are.